We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Yud Beis. We begin 8 lines in from the top of the Yomid, and the Gemara continues with the discussion from the previous daf regarding a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that discussed the Seder of the Kahanim when they would go ahead and begin their Avodah, and part of the process where they would make one brach of the Birchas Kriyishma. And it says that after that they would say B'koyrin Aseres HaDibris, then they would say the Aseres HaDibris, the Ten Commandments, then they would say Shema V'Hayim Shmoy V'Yom, the three parashas of Kriyishma, Emes V'Yatziv, the one bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, V'Avoidin, the bracha B'Tzei, U'Birchas Kanim, and then they would make Birchas Kanim. So now the Gemara says that Amar Yehuda Mashmul, Af B'Gvulin B'Kshul Likris Kain. Similarly, in the provinces, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they also attempted to say as such. In other words, they wanted to make the Aseres HaDibris part of the Tefillah, since it's such a fundamental part of Klal Yisrael, so they wanted to say the Aseres HaDibris too. Ela shekvar bitlum mipnei tarumas amin, but it was already abolished, this takon to say the Aseres HaDibris and davening out of the Beis HaMikdash, because of the arguments of the heretics. In other words, that they would say that, they would tell the people that are unlearned, oh, the rest of the Torah is not true, and you should know, because the only part of the Torah that we say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was only, these are the only things that we heard from him on Sinai, is the Aseres HaDibris, but the rest of the Torah is not true. That's why we abolished it, and we said we're not going to say it, not to give it any impression that this is what we heard from Hashem, in contrast to that the truth that we really heard all of Targ Mitzvahs, all of Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. Tanya Mahochi, similarly in the Braiser, Nasan Aimer Begvul and Bigchul Likris Kain, El Shekvar Bitlam Neterumas Aminim, that they attempted to do this out of the base of Migdash. However, they abolished it because of the heretics, the Minim. Rabbi Bachana suffered like Mikveinu Besura. Rabbi Bachana, he thought to establish this custom of saying that Aseres HaDibris in Surah. Amalei Rav Chisda, Kvar Bitlam Neterumas Aminim. So Rav Chisda told him, says, no, we already abolished this. We're not going to go ahead and do this because we're concerned about those who are going to stake this claim that the rest of the Torah is not true. Amemer suffered like Mikveinu Ben Adah. The Gemara brings similarly, Amemer, he thought to establish it in the Adah. Amalei Rav Ashi told him also, Kvar Bitlam Neterumas Aminim. They already abolished this because of the complaints of the Minim, and therefore that's our Minim. We do not say that Aseres HaDibris is part of the Tefillah per se. Now the Gemara returns again to that Mishnah in Tamid that says that it said all the different brachas, as we just mentioned, that the Kahana would make in the morning. And then it says, U'b'Shabbos meisifin bracha achas l'mishma yoytze, that on Shabbos they would add another bracha for the outgoing Mishmar, because on Shabbos was the time when they would change the Mishmaris. Each grouping of Kahanim would last for 1 week, and the Shabbos is when they change. So the Gemara asks, my bracha achas, what is this one bracha that they would make for the outgoing Mishmar? So Amar B'chelboi, Mishmar ha-yoytze oymer l'mishmar an-nichnas. The outgoing Mishmar, the outgoing watch, would tell the incoming watch as follows, and this would be their bracha. Misha shikin neshemoy b'bayis hazeh, that the one that has established, has kept his name in this house, he should also have and reside amongst you with love and brotherhood and peace and friendship. That was the bracha that was added on Shabbos, given to the new Mishmar coming in to do the Avodah. Now the Gemara returns to a quote from our Mishnah, that we said in the Mishnah, that Mokum Sh'omru L'Harach, in the place where we said that you should make a long bracha, which means you start with Baruch and end with Baruch, then you cannot not end with a baruch. In other words, you have to have baruch at the end, and you can't leave that out. Similarly, and this is the Girsa from the Rif, which is that when we told you to be lachtem in Rishoy Shalai Lachtem, we told you that you should end with a baruch, you cannot not end with a baruch. You have to have the baruch, and you can't leave that out. So now the Gemara discusses this changing of brachas, which is how far does it go that it would possible that it would invalidate the baruch itself. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's self-understood. If, let's say, someone's holding a cup of wine in his hand, and he thinks it's beer, he's mistaken, he doesn't know it. And so therefore he starts off his bracha in having in mind that he's going to drink beer, but then he ends off the bracha on that's appropriate for wine, that is yaitza. In other words, that he started off his bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekein Melech Ha'ilam, and he had in mind that he's going to make a shahakal. But when he reached Melech Ha'ilam, he realized that, hey, it's wine, so therefore he went and he ended off with a bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem, so he ended off Melech Ha'ilam, Bari Priyagaf, and so then it's obvious that it's Yaitza, because he ended the bracha as it was appropriate for the beginning of the bracha. That even, because even if he had said shahakal, he would have been yaitza, as the Gemara brings now. The inami amamishakal nebidvara yaitza, because even if he had ended as he had initially thought to make a shahakal, because he thought it was beer, he would have been yaitza shahakal on the wine. Dotnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, al kulam imamishakal nebidvara yaitza, on any beverage that you make a shahakal, you're yaitza. And the truth is, not only any beverage, any food item. that b'di'evet, after the fact, shahakol goes, it encompasses every single food item that's being eaten. So that's obvious that you would be yaitza if you realized mid-sentence and you changed it to bar paragraph and that you yaitza, because even if you had left it, it would also be yaitza with the shahakol. However, the question is as follows. Ella, hecha de konoket kisa de shecha b'yadeh, he's holding a cup of beer in his hand. Uksavar de chamahu, and he thinks that it's wine. So therefore, he's starting the bracha again. He's going to make a bray priagofen. That's how he ends up planning his bracha. However, when he reaches melech ha'olam, he realizes that it's beer. And then he ends shahakol. What's the halacha? So the Gemara explains the question as follows. Pasuch u'berich ha'dayta d'charma. This individual, he opened up his bracha. He started with the intent to make a bracha on wine, which is bray priagofen. V'sayim b'deshichur. But then he ended with the bracha that's appropriate for beer, which is shahakol nevedvarim. My, what is the halacha? If he would have kept the original bracha by paragraph, they would not have qualified for the beer. So therefore, on the one hand, the question of the Gemara is as follows. Basa ikka bracha, do we go in regards to the main part of the bracha? Oy basa chasim, or do we go according to the conclusion of the bracha? In other words, the main bracha was made with the intention of wine. And if it would have been as he would have ended on wine, that bracha of wine would not have been yotze his bracha on beer, because beer cannot be yotze, it doesn't come out from grapes. So therefore, bay paragafen would not have been yotze. And therefore, if we go baser ikka bracha, in other words, the main thrust of the bracha was bracha ta Hashem, that's the main thrust of the bracha, which is in das of bay paragafen, because he thought it was wine. If that's the case, he won't be yotze on the beer that requires a shakel. Or do we go according to the conclusion of the bracha that ultimately, how did he end it off? He ended it off appropriately by saying shakel nevedvai. So therefore, although his ikar bracha was for the das of wine, but since he ended off at the chesima with the appropriate nusach, shakel nevedvai, maybe he is yaitza on the beer. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. Which side is it? Do you go baster ikar bracha or do you go baster chesima? Toshima. Shachris, Pasach b'yitzer oir v'sayim b'ma'avarovim. Let's say in the morning, by the birchas kriyishma, we have to make the bracha's yitzer oir. So the person began the bracha with the correct intention to make yitzer oir, but then he made a mistake, he got sidetracked. When he said melech ha'olam, he started going on, asher b'dvarim ma'avarovim, b'chachman b'sech sh'arim, he ended up saying the bracha of ma'avarovim. So the halacha is lo yatz, he's not yitzer, because he said the incorrect bracha, he should have said yitzer oir. However, pasach b'ma'avarovim, but if he began with the intention to say the bracha of ma'avarovim, however, v'sayim b'yitzar, he ended off with the correct bracha of yitzar, then yatzah is yitzar. Similarly, arvis, by the evening birchas kriyishma, pasach b'ma'avarovim, if he began with the correct intent to say ma'avarovim, v'sayim b'yitzar, and he ended off yitzar, lo yatzah, he's not yitzar, because he said the incorrect bracha. Pasach b'yitzar, if he began with the intention to say yitzar, but v'sayim b'ma'avarovim, he ended up with the correct bracha, then he's yatzah. Which it says over there, kololi shaldava, that the rule of thumb is hakol hoylech achar chisim, that everything goes after the conclusion, which we see from here. And therefore, if you end off ma'avarovim in the evening or yotzer in the morning, you're going to be yotzer. If you end up with the wrong bracha, although you had the correct intention in the beginning, it's not good. So therefore, what would the halacha be regarding this beer that he made a baruch atah Hashem lekein melech ha'olam, and he's thinking about that it's wine, he's thinking he's going to make a bar gofen, but he ends off, he realizes, oh my, it's beer, and he says shahakol nevedvarei. So obviously you're going to be yaitza because it goes basa chasim. As long as you end off with the correct wording, although your intention in the beginning was different, you're going to be yaitza. So that would seem to be a proof. The Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. Shani hasam, there it's different. When we said about the birchas kriyishma, the ka'amar baruch yaitza ma'aris, because this is a bracha arucha. This first bracha of yaitza ar, it doesn't end on its own. It ends baruch atah Hashem yaitza ma'aris, Hashem makes the different lights. So therefore, maybe the psicha wasn't good. And this that we said that your yaitza on the bracha of yaitza ar is because you go ahead at the end and you end baruch atah Hashem yaitza ma'aris, and through that chasima, that's why you yaitza on the first bracha. And therefore, although you're saying yaitza ar, but that in itself wouldn't be good, because since you had in mind to say amar of him, although you said yaitza ar, it goes basa ikar bracha. And the thrust of it was incorrect, because you wanted to make an evening kriyishma bracha. So the first part wasn't good, but the reason why yotz is because the end of this bracha arucha, it starts yotz ar, but it goes through the whole thing and it ends yotz ma'ar. That was a correct bracha of a morning birchas kriyishma. That's why yotz. However, shahakol, where it's not a bracha arucha, you don't end with baruch. So therefore, since your beginning was having in mind for the bracha of bar paragafen, then I would say maybe that you're not yotz. So therefore, it's not a proof. Maybe it's different when you start off Baruch and you end with Baruch, that as long as the second Baruch is good, like we have by Yitzim Ares, so then you'll be Yitzim in spite of the fact that the beginning wasn't good because you started off to say Amar Ravim, even though you ended Yitzim Ares, it's not good. But here by Shahakal, where you started off the Baruch HaTa Hashem, having a mind for wine, which is by Pri HaGafen, although you ended Shahakal Nimidvarim, maybe you won't be Yitzim. So the Gemara says, Hon Nichal Rav. This is very good, the way you just answered, that it's not a proof, according to Rav. He says, there's a machlokes regarding brachas, what is essential for it to be considered a bracha. So Rav holds that any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name is not a bracha. However, if it has Hashem's name, it's a bracha. So therefore, you could tell me that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Yitzah Ma'aris, that that's considered a bracha, because it has Hashem's name. And therefore, that's the end of the bracha of Yitzah Ar. And although Yitzah Ar wasn't good, again, because Ikar Bracha, the beginning was for Hamar Ravim, it wasn't good, but Yitzah because of Yitzah Ma'aris. However, Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Kol Bracha Hashem, but Malchus ain't the Bracha. He says that any Bracha that doesn't say Melech HaOlam is not considered a Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, it's not a Bracha. So therefore, according to him, Mayek Elamim, what could you say? Because you're obviously not being Yitzah, the Bracha of Yitzah Ar, because of the ending of Yitzah Ma'aris, because Yitzah Ma'aris doesn't say Melech HaOlam like it says by Yitzah Ar. So therefore, it would l'chair be a proof, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the halacha would be that if you have a cup of beer and you think it's wine and you start off saying it for wine, but then you change shakalim b'vay that you're yaitza, because the proof from yaitza are that you're yaitza obviously means that you're yaitza with that first line of yaitza are avarech ha'ishach, although you had a ma'amar ravim, because it can't be that you're yaitza because of yaitza ma'aris, because that's not a bracha, it doesn't say melech ha'ilam. So the Gemara concedes that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that would not be a good rebuttal from the raya, that to say yaitza ma'aris is why you yaitza, because it doesn't say melech ha'olam. And the Gemara gives a different pshat why it wouldn't be a proof from this halacha of the birchas krishma to the bracha of shahakel on the beer. Elakivin dama rabba bara ula, k'dei lahaskir midas yim balaylo midas layla b'yoyim, as we mentioned in the previous daf, that we by every birchas krishma, both of the morning and the evening, we mention day and night. In the morning we say Yitzur v'Chayshav, we say day and night. In the Ma'ir we say Amar v'Rav, we say Goyel Orim v'Chayshav v'Chayshav v'Ni'ur. We mention day and night, both by the morning and at night. So therefore, ki ka'amma bracha u'malchus me'ikara ataveikam. So when you said in the bracha of Yitzur, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem l'kein melech ha'olam, you had a mind, even if you were having a mind to say Hamar v'Ravim, you were also having a mind for morning, because you say Goyel Orim v'Chayshav even at nighttime. So therefore, it's not a proof, as Rashi explains, that correct that the chasima you're not going to be yaitza with, and it has to be from the yaitza that you are yaitza. But still, it won't be a proof for the when you have a mind for on wine when it's really beer, because by the bracha of ma'ariv birchas krishma in the morning and at night, you could say that when you started Baruch Atah Hashem, you had a mind for both morning and night, because even in the morning when you start intention to say ma'ariv ravim, but you're intending to still say the characteristics of day and at night, because even by night you say day, as we said, goylul ur. So therefore, even when you start for ma'ariv, you're having in mind for yitzah ur, because you're going to mention both, again, the midah of layla bayayim and the midah of yom balayla, and that's, as we say, in the morning you say avarech ha'ishach. So therefore, both by ma'ariv krishma and by the morning krishma, either one, even if you're intending for the other one, you're still yitzah because you're having both characteristics. However, for by beer, when you say you're having mind for Bar Pri HaGafen, there you don't have a mind for the beer. So therefore, maybe it's not going to be a proof, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, because by the Birchas Krishma, it's different because you're really having a mind for both elements. So the Gemara says a different right. Toshma, mi seif, I'll prove to you from the end of that, where it says, Kol Shadov, that the general rule is, Hakol Hoylech Achar Chisim. Everything goes according to the ending, how you end it. So Kol Shadov L'Asuima, what does it mean? Why are we saying the general rule? What are we adding on more than that? Lav lasui how the amrin, isn't it coming to say exactly our case, like the case of when you have in mind for wine but really it's beer and you change it at the end to the right bracha, as long as you said the correct chasima, the correct ending, you'll be yaitza. Amar says loy lasui naham of a time, it's coming to tell us a different type of case, which is not, wouldn't be so conclusive for the case that we're having when you have bread and dates, which is, so the Gemara explains, hey chidami ilem the achol nahama uksava the tamri achol, if it is that he's eating bread and he thinks that he's eating dates, and therefore pascha daited the tamri b'sayim b'nahama, and so he started with the intention to make a bracha on dates, and then he ends off with the correct bracha of bread, which amoytzi lechem na'aretz. So he says, "Hainu bayin," and that is exactly the question that we're having, because the bracha on tamar on dates is ala eitz and ala priya eitz, That doesn't work for the bracha of bread. So therefore, if you're going to say that that's telling us that case, that hakol holach achachism goes according to the conclusion by brachas, so that would be the same exact case for when you're having a mind on wine, when it's really beer, and you change it the last second, so that would be a proof. So the Gemara says, light tzricha, we're telling you in the case, kugen to ochel tamri b'kusav b'naham ochel. He's really eating dates, and he thinks that it's bread. And therefore, pasach b'naham, v'sayim b'tamri, and then he starts with intention to eat bread, and then he ends with the correct bracha of dates, which is Allah Eitz operates. And there it is that you yaitse, because like we said, HaKol Holech Ar HaChisim. And what's the reason? Why would that be any different than the case of when we have beer and we think it's wine? Because even if you would end it with the bracha that's made on bread, you would be yaitse on dates. In other words, if you made birchas hamazon, you'd be yaitse. And my timer, what would be the reason that be yaitse to make a birchas hamazon on dates? The tamri nami mazon zayin, because dates also give sustenance to a person, and therefore the mazon that you make on bread would qualify for dates also. However, that would not be the same as the reverse case when you're eating bread and you think that it's dates. And that would not qualify, and that would be the same case as the beer and the wine. So therefore, our Gemara ends that it was inconclusive. There was no proof. Do we go baser ikar bracha? Do we go according to the thrust, which is when you said bracha to Hashem, what you had in mind, or do we go after the chasima towards the end? So therefore, the Gemara didn't answer the question about when you have a cup of beer and you think it's wine, you're going to make a bar bracha, and you think, oh, my friend poured me beer, and you change it, make a shaka in the bar. It doesn't say what the halacha is. So Tosfos tells us that. The Rif says that since it's an ifshar to the loibayin, the answer is not resolved in the Gemara. So we go lekula, because as we know by brachas, we go lekula. So therefore, although you start off with the intention to make a bari paragraf and you end up with beer, that you are yaitze. However, Tosfos brings from the Ri that he would say lechumra, that you would have to make another bracha again. However, it brings from the Rach that if a person knows that he made a mistake, and that he made a bari pira eitz instead of making a bari pira guffin, if it's teichi they did, but if it's right after, you could go ahead and change it and go ahead and say it again. Similarly, Tais says if it's yomtiv and you're supposed to end with the chasima of yomtiv, that it's mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim, instead he says mekadesh haShabbos, and teichi they did in the time it takes to say the word shalom alecha, Rabbi Meir, you will go ahead and you change it, you yaitza, because since the fact that you knew that it's yomtiv and they just said the wrong words, you could change it in that time span. It's not the same as when you think it's something else. Now the Gemara continues, going back on the topic that our last Mishnah is talking about regarding the Birchas Kriyishma. And we're going to have a few statements from the Sima Moira. Omer Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Shaloi Omer Emes V'yatz V'shachris. The Emes V'emuna Arvis Lo Yotzi Dechaybasa. Whoever doesn't say the bracha that comes after the Kriyishma in the morning, which is Emes V'yatziv, and he doesn't say the Kriyishma, the bracha that's said after the Kriyishma in the evening, which is Emes V'emuna, he's not Yotzi his Chiv of Kriyishma B'chal. Shanema, as it says in the Pasuk, Lahagid Baboyke Chazdecha, that to relate your kindness in the morning, V'emunascha Balelas, and your faith at night. And as Rashi brings to explain this, is that the bracha of Emes V'yatziv is totally built on the chesed that Hashem did with our forefathers, that he took them out of Mitzrayim, and that Ubokol Emayam, that he split the Yamsuf with them, and Hevirim, he took them through the Yamsuf. Whereas the bracha of Emes V'emunah, it talks about the future, as we see, that we're anticipating that he will do for us what is Mavtiach us, and the faith we have in him, that to redeem us from the hands of kings, and from Miyad Aritzim, and to put our lives in life, and to put ourselves on top of our enemies. And these are the nisim, these are the miracles that he does for us constantly. This is like a nighttime is always a time of galus, and that we're anticipating that he will do for us in the future. So Kriyishma mandates to have these two brachas of Emes V'yatziv in the morning and Emes V'emunah in the evening, and if not, you're not Yotze, you're Kriyishma at all. Now the Gemara continues with different statements from the same Amora. V'amar Rabba Bachin Nasabim Mishmei Derav. Hamispal, when someone's davening, Kishu Kireya, when he kneels, Kireya Babarach, he kneels by Baruch, and Ukashu Zaykiv B'Shem, when he stands up by Shem. So some person says Baruch Ata Hashem, and he says Baruch, he kneels. When he says Hashem's name, he stands up. And that is, when are the times a person kneels? By the Baruchas Avis, the first Baruch of Shemin Esli, Bahidah, by Moedim. And that's it, that he kneels by Baruch, and he stands himself up straight when he says Hashem's name, and that's based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perikov Memav, that Hashem is Zoykiv Kifu from that. By Hashem's name, you stand up. As the Gemara brings, that Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rav, what's the reason? The Chsev Hashem Zoykiv Kifu from, so to speak, Hashem's name, it straightens out those which are bent. However, the Gemara asks on this statement, Meisvei, says in the Pasuk, Ribnei Shmi Nichasu, before my name, people are humbled. So you see that by Hashem's name, a person should be humbled, should be, so to speak, bent down, not stand up. Why do we stand up when we say Hashem's name? So the Gemara answers, Miksiv Bishmi, does it say that at my name people are humbled? Mipnei Shemiksiv, before my name people are humbled. And that's exactly what it is. When we say Baruch, then we kneel, then we bow down. And then we say Hashem, then we stand up. It's only before Hashem's name that we're humbled. So the Gemara continues that Amalei Shmuel Lechia Barav, Bar Urien, he says, it's a reference to Talmud Chacham, Ta Ve'emaloch Milsamal Yasadom Ovach. I come here, I'm going to tell you some great statements of Torah that your father said. And this is what your father said. When he kneels by Baruch. When he stands up by Hashem's name. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. Another detail in this kneeling that a person does by Shemayna Esay, the Rav Sheish is Kikara Kara Kechizra. When he would kneel and bow down, he would bow down like a rod. And that is like when a person takes a stick in his hand and he hits it towards the bottom, it goes at one time. However, but when he would stand up, when he would straighten himself up, he would straighten up like a snake, which is a snake does it slowly. First it moves its head up, then its body. Then it shouldn't look like that, as if the kneeling and the bowing down, prostrating in front of Hashem was a maso, it was something of a yoke on him that he wanted to get done with. He goes up right away. No, you should do it slowly, and that's how we do it. We bow down, and then we go up slowly. And Tosis adds that it's not enough just with kneeling it, and the head goes up, but rather a person has to have that his head is also bent when he kneels down. But Tosis does mention from the Yerushalmi that a person shouldn't go too far down. He shouldn't put his head down to his ankles. It should be halfway by the person's waist. Now the Gemara continues with another statement from the same Amor. The whole entire year when the person makes the third bracha in Shemayna, so he says, Hakel HaKadosh, the Holy God. Melech Oyhev Tzedakah Mishpat. Similarly, he makes the bracha that Hashem is the King that loves righteousness and judgment. However, Chutz Me'asar Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yamikvim. That's excluding the 10 days which are known as the Seres Me'Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where there Shemespal HaMelech HaKadosh, where you say in the third bracha that He's the Holy King, V'Hamelech HaMishpat, and that He's the King of judgment. Which is, since in these days HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows His Malchus to judge the world, that's when we get judged. Therefore you say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. However, the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar Amar, Afilo Amar HaKel HaKadosh Yatzeh, that even if you do say the Holy God, you still Yatzeh Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, that HaKel is an element even by when there's Melech, when there's judgment. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayigba Hashem Tzavokis B'Mishpat, Hashem exalted Himself, the Master of Legions, through His judgment. V'Hakel HaKadosh, and the Holy God, Nikdash B'Tzedakah, was sanctified in justice, which is, and He proves this, that Emesai Vayigba Hashem Tzavokis B'Mishpat, when is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is exalted over the Master of Legions in through His judgment? Elu Asor Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, those are the 10 days, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And still in the Pasuk we see, Bokomer HaKel HaKadosh, and still it says that Nusach of the Holy God. So obviously you are Yoytzeh, and it's not a contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the judge of the Aseres Mitzvah to say HaKel HaKadosh. To which Gemara said, my Havala, what happened to this? What is the Halacha? Do you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, or are you Yoytzeh even by HaKel HaKadosh? I'm Rabbi Yosef. HaKel HaKadosh U'Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. He says, you're Yoytzeh by saying HaKel HaKadosh and Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. However, Rabbah Amar, no, HaMelech HaKadosh V'HaMelech HaMishpat, you have to say Melech. And the Gemara says, V'Hilchas HaKarab, the Halacha is, like Rabbah, as our minig is, that you have to say HaMelech. And that's what Tosis says, that if a person did not say HaMelech, Machzir Noi said that you have to go ahead and say it over again. And the reason is because whoever is Mishanam, Mimebeash, Tavach HaKham, whoever changes the Nusach from what Chazal made, he's not Yoytzeh Yischiv. And therefore, Tosis said from Rabbi Yehuda that even if you're not sure, it's also Machzir Noi, as we find by other things that a person is accustomed until he changed for 30 days, like by the same Talamata Olavracha, until it's 30 days later, you're always habitually saying what you always were used to saying. So therefore, Aseres Me'Tshuva, which you don't have 30 days, since you're not sure, it's obvious that you did not say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, so therefore you would have to go ahead and say it over. However, the Rach says things which are not written specifically, for example, Zachreinu L'chaim, Michamaycha, and these things, we wouldn't be Machzir Na'oysa, a person would not have to go ahead and say Shemoneh Esrei over it. Another statement from the same Amor, V'Amar Rabba Chin L'Saba Mishmei D'Rav, Kol She'ev Shloi L'Vakish Rachamim Al Chaver, whoever has the ability to beseech mercy on his friend, Ve'in Mavakish, but he doesn't ask Hashem's mercy for him, Nikr Chayti is called a sinner. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Gam Anoichi, I also, chalilili mechatoy l'Hashem, it's forbidden for me to sin to Hashem, mechadoy l'hisbal batchem, to refrain, to daven from you. And that is, we see this element, that a person, it would be considered a sinner if he was able to daven to Hashem, and he didn't. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, im tama chacham hu, if this individual is a tama chacham, tzorch sheyech la'atzma yolav. So then he has to go ahead and make himself sick over that person. The Bach adds the words that b'tzarach l'rachm, that this Talmud Chacham needs mercy, and if someone knows about this Talmud Chacham, he have to make himself sick over it. And that is, you have to, the person that knows about Talmud Chacham, he has to, so to speak, go that far to beseech Hashem for him and my time. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Ilei Mishom Nechsiv, because if you're going to bring a proof from the Pasuk that says, Baishol, that says, Ve'ein Choy L'mikem Olai, there's no one amongst you that is making himself sick for me, v'goyles ozni, and that it reveals to me about my son that was not listening to his father. So therefore you see that a person would have to make himself sick about the predicament that Shaul was in. So you see that when the Talmud Chacham needs rachamim, everyone should make themselves sick. The Gemara says, that's not a proof. Dilma melech shani, maybe a king is different. Maybe a king is a much higher madrega, and then you have to make himself sick. Ela mahacha, the Gemara brings from a different pasuk, which is v'ani, and I, b'chaloi sam, Levushi v'goyma, that when they were this pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim, a perek lamehei pasuk yud gimel, and it refers to doig and achitovel, that David HaMelech said that they were tamid chachamim. So David HaMelech said that, and I b'chaloisim, when they were sick, and the pasuk continues, levushi sak, I wore a sackcloth, anisi v'atzoyim nafshi, and I fasted with svilasi alcheki tashiv, and I was always davening. So you see from David HaMelech that regarding Doeg and Achitev, who are Tamid Chacham, he made himself sick over them. So you see that not only that you're called a sinner if you don't daven for someone else, but for Tamid Chacham, you actually have to make yourself sick. Another statement from the Amor of Amar Rab, Bachin Nasab Meshmei Derav, kolo isa dvar aveiru umis bayish boy, whoever does an aveira, sin, and he's embarrassed about it, it's a big thing. Moichin la kol v'noisib, they forgive him from Shemayim on all his sins. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, leman tizkiri v'voish, that you should remember and be embarrassed. V'lo yelcha oid pischin peh, that you shouldn't have any more excuses mipnei klimasich, because of your humiliation. And that is b'chafri loch l'chol asher asis, that when I forgive you for everything that you did, no umma Hashem lakim, this is what Hashem says. So you see from this pasuk that Hashem forgives a person because of his humiliation, because of his embarrassment. So the Gemara says that pasuk is not a proof, because dilma tzibur shani, maybe a rabbim, the public is different. Since this pasuk is in reference to the entire Klal Yisrael, maybe their humiliation will be a kapar, but maybe an individual who's embarrassed, it won't be a kapar for his averes. So the Gemara brings a different pasuk, el mahacha. Says, V'yoyim Shmuel al Shaul, Lama higas tani. Shmuel said to Shaul, why did you disturb me? Lahalas oisi, to bring me up from the dead. And that is that Shaul went and did some type of a witchcraft to bring up Shmuel from the dead to ask him something, to speak to him. So he asked Shmuel said to Shaul, why did you bother me to disturb me to bring me up? V'yoyim Shaul, tzar lemi oisi. Shaul said, because it distresses me a lot. Upalishtim nachambi, and the Palishtim are fighting against me. V'Hashem sor malai v'loyan eni oid. Hashem, so to speak, took himself away from me, and he's not answering me anymore. Gam b'yad ha'navim, gam b'chalayim, is neither through prophets, neither through the dreams. Hashem, I don't know what he wants from me. He's not there. I don't know what Hashem wants from me. V'ekru'el l'cha lohidiyeni ma'asa, and therefore I called upon you to tell me what I should do. However, the Gemara learns, V'ilu urim v'tum loy kamar. Interesting to note that when Shaul was telling Shmuel all the different approaches that he tried to get to get to Hashem, so to speak, he used Nevi'im and Chaloimes, but he didn't say anything about using the urim v'tum, which was one of the practical ways they had to ask the Kohen Gadol to have an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the reason? Mishum dekatli l'noy v'ir kahanim, because Shaul killed the whole city of Noiv, which was where the Kahanim were. And Rashi explains the reason why he didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim was because he was embarrassed. Was because he couldn't say that he asked the Urim V'Tumim, because you caused it to yourself that you weren't answered from the Urim V'Tumim, so to speak, Shmuel would tell him, because you killed all the Kahanim. So of course you have no more Urim V'Tumim to ask. You got rid of the Kahanim. So he was embarrassed to say the Urim V'Tumim, and that's why he didn't mention it. So, and then the Gemara says, "Menayin da'achilim and shemayin." So, where do we see that from that embarrassment that he didn't mention to him that he had, they forgave him from all his averes from Shemayim? Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, Umocher ato venecha imi, that Shmuel answered to Shaul. He was telling him that he's going to die in war, but he said also that tomorrow you and your sons are going to be with me. So what does that mean? Not only that you're going to be dead, but va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, imi b'mechitzas, you're going to be with me in my enclosure, which means to say that you're going to be with me in Gan Eden. And that's how we see that he had a mechila, he had a kapar, that he was on the madriga of Shmuel, and in spite that he did that there, but since he was embarrassed that he killed the whole city of Noiv, he had a kapara. So here we see that even an individual does not vary and he's embarrassed from it, it's considered a kapara. Another makar that Gemara brings is Rabban Amri Mahacha. The Rabban say that where do we know that he had a kapara is from here. As it says in the Pasuk, when it's by the Gevoinim. The Gevoinim told David at the end of his days that there was a fast for 3 years. So it says that Vayishal David Bashem, that David had asked Hashem, what's going on? Why is this fast? Why is this a hunger for 3 years? But Yom Hashem, and Hashem said, El Shaul Vel Beis Hadamim. He said, it's because of Shaul and the house of blood. Al HaShahimis is a Gevoinim. Hashem answered because he killed the Gevoinim, which is that he killed the Kahanim that they gave food to the Gevoinim, bread and water, because the Gevoinim, the Yeshua, had made them into wood choppers and the water carriers for the Mizbeach. And so, therefore, because he killed out the whole city of Naiv, so now the Gevoinim had no more panos and they had no more to live. And therefore, because of the suffering that they went through, that Shaul killed the whole city of Kahan that gave them food, so therefore, because of that grudge, so to speak, that the Gevoinim had, there was this hunger for 3 years. So the pasuk continues that by Yerma David al Gevoinim, David said to the Gevoinim, how am I going to, like, so to speak, appease you? That Hashem should, so to speak, bring bracha upon us. And what did they answer him? Yutan lanu shiva anosh mibanav. Give us 7 men from the children of Shaul. And this is where the Gemara begins now. V'hikanum lashem begivat Shaul. And that we will hang them for Hashem's sake in the valley of Shaul. Bechir Hashem, who is the chosen one of Hashem. And then the Gemara says, Yatsa baskol v'amra bechir Hashem. It's not that they said the chosen one of Hashem. As Rashi says, because they were saying about the embarrassment, they were saying they were upset at Shaul. They wouldn't come to give him honor and say that in the Givat Shaul, who was the chosen one of Hashem. So from there, the Gemara says, Rabbanan say that it was the Basko that came out and said, Bechir Hashem, the chosen one of Hashem. So obviously, that he had a kapara, although he killed the whole city of Noiv, and he got this great punishment, and they killed his children in that place, but he was called Bechir Hashem because he had his busha, he was embarrassed of the fact of what he had done. Now the Gemara continues with the topic of the Shema that we say. We're talking about the Brichas Krishma regarding the different brachas that are said in Shema. Amar Bavo ben Zatrasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bazvida, Bikshu Lekvaya Parshas Balak B'Krishma. They, besides Shema and the Brichas Krishma, they wanted to also say the Parsha of Balak in Krishma. And why didn't they establish it? Why didn't they put it into the Brichas Krishma? Because it would have been too much. It would have been too much for people to say. So the Gemara asks, my time, why would we say Parshas Balak? Why would we include it? Why did they want to include it in the Birchas Krishma? Ilei mishum lechsiv ba keil mitzi mitzrayim, because it says over there in the Parshas of Balak, Hashem is the one that took them out of Mitzrayim. So then lema Parshas Ribis, or Parshas Mishkalois, lechsiv ben yitzis mitzrayim, we should have also said the Parshas of interest, which is forbidden, and the parasha of the proper weights that a person should have, where there it also says the topic that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. By Ribbis it says, Atikach me'itu neshach v'tarbis, and then it says, Yitzis Mitzrayim there. By the weights it says, Amnei Tzedek, and at the end of the pasuk it says, Asher Tzeisi Eschum, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So why would that be reason to say only the parasha of Balak? Elam Rabbi Yosef bar Avin Mishum Lechsiv Bei Haikra, because of one pasuk that it says over there, that says, Kara Shochav Kari Uchulavi, that he's crouched, and he lays down like a lion, like a cub. Mi kemenu, who's going to stand him up? And that is, that the reference is, that's similar to v'shach b'chov kumecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu watches us, b'shachvenu of kumenu, which is to lay down peacefully and with no bother, like a lion and like a cub. That's what we see from the pasuk over there, shachiv ka'ari, and mi kemenu, since it has those elements of b'shach b'chov kumecha, that we have that, so to speak, peace of mind, that's why we would have instituted the parasha b'alak, but because of tircha d'tzibura, because it would have been too much to say, we didn't institute it. So the Gemara says, "V'lema hay pasuk v'sulai." So what's wrong? Why do you have to say the whole parsha? Just say that one pasuk, and that's it. It wouldn't have been the teicha de tibura. The Gemara says, "Gimiri." But we learned a tradition called parsha the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan. Any any chapter, any passage that Moshe Rabbeinu divided, we divide. But where he didn't divide, we don't divide it. So therefore, the whole parasha of Balak you can use, but not part of it. And therefore, since that would have been too much, so therefore he didn't use it. Interesting, Taisa brings from the Yishalmi that all those three parashas of that we say that we masakin for Shema, and we didn't put in parashas Balak, is because it has the whole Aseres HaDibros. And Taisa says, look, and you'll see in the three parashas of Shema, you'll find all the different Aseres HaDibros. Now the Gemara continues with one of the parashas of Kriyat Shema, the parashas Tzitzis, the last one, Vayomer, Memnei Makavu, why did they establish it? Why is that part of Shema? And not just Shema Mahim Shemaya. So the Gemara says, Amr Bihuda bar Chaviva Mimnei Sheyesh bar Chamisha Dvarim. It has five different elements that are important to us, and that's why we put it into the parashas of Shema. First of all, Mitzvah Tzitzis. Second one is Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Third one is Ol Mitzvah, the yoke of Mitzvah, as it says, Vasisim es kol Mitzvaisai, that you'll do all my Mitzvahs. Fourth one is Vidas Minim, the heretical opinions that we have, that it says a person should not go ahead and follow the minim, the heretics. Hehura, various sinful thoughts. Vehira, avodazara, and idolatrous thoughts. So now the Gemara shows where you see these five things in the parasha of Vayomer, the parasha of Tzitzis. Bishlam mehani tlas mefarshim, these following things are explicit, we find. Oil mitzvahs tichsiv, the yoke of mitzvahs, we find. The pasuk says, re'isim oisa, you will see the tzitzis. It was charetim, it's called mitzvah Hashem, you'll remember all the mitzvahs Hashem, that it's obviously you have the oil, the yoke of mitzvahs. Similarly, tzitzis tichsiv oslem, tzitzis v'gaymer, that it says that you'll make tzitzis. So that's that element you see. Yitzis mitzrayim, that the leaving of mitzrayim tichsiv, asher tzitzis v'gaymer, that I took out of mitzrayim. However, the remaining two, aladas minim, regarding the heretical opinions, Hira Avera, Hira Avedazara, and the thoughts of Avera and of Avedazara. I mean, no, where do we see in the Psukim these two ideas? So the Gemara brings the Tanya, we learn the Braisa. It says, Achrei Levavchem, that Loisa Sur, you should not stray after your hearts. Zuminus, that is heresy. And the reason for that is because heresy are those that they find different excuses, so to speak, holes in the understanding of the Torah to make up different explanations, and that's in the person's heart. V'cheinu Oimer, as it says in the pasuk, Amar Nava Beliba, that the degraded man says in his heart, Ein Elokim, there is no God. So we see this idea that there is no greater novel, no greater person that degraded from someone that, so to speak, distorts the word of Hashem. So that's in the person's lave. As it says, Naval Beliboy, that the novel, who, so to speak, is a min, is a bekaris, it's in his heart, and that's why we see it from Achrei Levavchem. And Achrei Nechem, and you shouldn't stray after your eyes, Zehir Avera, that's the thoughts of Avera of Znus, Shanema, as it says in the pasuk, Vayemish Shimshon al Aviv, Oysakachli, Shimshon told his father, Har you should take from me, Kihi Yashra Be'ena, because she's up, she's proper in my eyes. So we see that it was his eyes that made him stray after the improper woman that he was marrying. And it says, that after which you stray, zehir avodazara. That's the thoughts of avodazara. V'cheinu oimer, and similarly it says in the pasuk, v'yiznur echer habaalim, that they strayed after the baalim, which were the avodazara. We see that the lashon zayna of straying is a reference to avodazara, because similarly to what znus is between married couples, the same between our marriage, so to speak, between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that was in the pasuk of znus that we find between a person in the Kaddish Baruch. That's what we see, the five things in the third parasha of Vayomer.